Hi, Jordan.
Hello, Sarah.
How
What
are
is
you?
this? Oh, I'm good. Yeah.
What is this?
Is
This
this?
is Comics from the Castle. This is a special episode of News from the Castle. We'll bring to you every now and again. So, in this episode, we're going to be looking at some comic book news that's come out over the past few weeks and taking a deep dive into Spider-Man. We'll be doing a bit of a spotlight on Spider-Man. And then we will have a second episode,
Part two, actually, which
which
is
is.
it's kind of a part two to the character spotlight in a way, because we are talking about Spider-Man in live action, and also we'll have reviews on the Spider-Man games, the most recent ones, of course. So that's exciting, because including Spider-Man 2, which I have now 100%ed and gotten all the trophies for.
Oh, I'm excited for that. I'm excited to hear your thoughts on that.
I'm excited to talk about it.
Okay, well, we'll have to keep them waiting because that's not this week, but let's get into some news to begin with.
The actual comic book news.
Actually start with this. Okay, so our first piece of news is about Edge of the Spider-Verse, which is coming back with more web slingers and spotlights on iconic favorites. What do you think of this, Jordan?
Also, she's scrolling down through the covers. I quite like them. So that's issue one. Is that like a Doc Octopus or no, not Doc Octopus. It's a Spider-Man.
It's a
He's he
Spider-Man, but
this is a Spider-Man. It's like a
it's a
robotic
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. It's like a
No, it's
robot.
a Weapon 8.
Oh,
It
I've
says
never heard of
here.
them. I've
Well, it
never
says
heard of
Meet Weapon 8, so.
Oh, right. So that's why it's a brand new character.
The first appearance of Weapon 8, and he is on the cover of issue one. So this looks like it's just going to be another like mini series that they're doing,
Yeah.
four issues. I know last time they did an Edge of the Spider-Verse, they did a few tie-in issues, like each of the spider characters that had their own comic book going, they did some like little tie-in issues, but
Yeah.
it doesn't look like that's something they're going to be doing with this. Oh, but
But
that's where we got some more information about Spider Boy. I know Spider Boy is one of your favorites.
I just saw his name there. Yeah, we spoke about him in one of our pilots, and it's just I don't like when they introduce characters that they claim have been there this whole time. Like, what is it?
Yeah.
Can you explain it to me?
Yeah, so basically, Spider Boy is sort of revealed to be like, he was there all along. He was there all along. And he was like working with Peter Parker. He's Peter Parker's sidekick, basically.
I knew exactly.
Something happened and everyone forgot he existed, but now he's back. They're basically retconning an entire character out of thin air.
That's what I don't like. See, Star Wars can get away with it. They can get away with saying, oh, this is a planet you've not heard of, but it's been here this whole time because the galaxy is a
Yeah.
big place. And they can kind of get away with characters to a certain extent. But when you're introducing someone like Peter Parker's sidekick, we would
Yeah.
have known about him. Is there, so I suppose we don't know the reason why no one remembers him.
I'm sure there is a reason I haven't read the Spider-Boy stuff because, like you, he also doesn't really appeal to me.
If
I wonder what the point of Spider-Boy was,
I
really.
see, it could have been anything better than this. It could have just been a new character. I would have been happy with
Yeah.
that. They could have had it like it's Peter Parker's like Canadian little cousin or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm frying out
I
the
have a
ideas out.
cousin. You don't know him. He lives in Canada.
Yeah, see, I would believe that a lot better because I'm sure he has like distant cousins he doesn't know that could get bitten by spiders coincidentally. But
Could you
yeah,
imagine that family would feel like if like several people in the family would be getting bitten by like radioactive spiders and given superpowers, would you not feel a little bit targeted as a family?
bit, something must be going on. I am curious about this, so I kind of want to read them.
Maybe it's worth checking out. I do like, I'm showing Jordan now, but I do like a little while ago they announced that they were doing this Secret Sidekicks variant cover series. I don't think they were actually characters they put in the comics. I think it was literally just as like a variant cover special, and they gave loads of characters like secret sidekicks on these covers. So I'm going to show Jordan a few. They're like Deadpool, She-Hulk.
Deadpool one was cool. Who's
The
that?
Deadpool one was really cool. That's very much, I like
My
Deadpool in the
boy!
background, but
Oh,
my boy.
my boy! Who's
Or
that?
Blade.
Oh, see, that's cool. See, this just looks like it's their kids.
But well, what I don't get with this one is that there is a comic book series. There's a Daughter of Blade comic book
Daughter of
series.
Blade, yeah. I was like, oh, that was Black Panther. This is Doctor
Yeah.
Strange next.
Black Panther, Doctor Strange.
See, so it's like the only way I can describe it is that the Black Panther sidekick, she's like, I don't know, it's like fairy vibes. And
It
she's
is,
like
isn't it?
got like Doctor Strange like portals around her.
Yeah.
It's really, I don't know what they're going for.
Anyway,
They
I
look
thought it was
good.
like an interesting little series. I mean, there's loads of them. Like this, you can see there's 22 altogether, which
Thing
I
one
thought
is
was like a cool little thing that they did out of Spider-Boy coming in. But then
yeah.
some of them are ridiculous.
Just watch it though. Just watch them become actual characters. Oh, I do
I
not
think,
like that. I
yeah,
don't
no, I
like
was, yeah,
the Miles
no.
Morales one is horrible.
Yeah,
He looks
we'll
like he's
ignore
got
that.
tree roots coming out of his head.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
It's just
we'll
and
move
it's
on.
just his normal suit. It's like it's just got really long dreads, but it's not drawn very well enough. I mean, it's better than what I could do. See, most of them are hits, and there's a very few misses. I like that one. I
Yeah,
like the X.
I think that's because it's the style. Peach Momoko has a very specific style, and I like the ones that she does. But yeah, so what were we even talking about? This wasn't the main news story. Oh, Edge of the Spider-Verse is coming back for another little mini series, and it's going to build a little bit on the Spider-Verse in general, which I think is like one of the biggest parts of Marvel at the moment. They've done a lot with that. They've done like Spider-Verse, they've done they did Venom-Verse earlier this year.
And in this, they've said that they're even bringing in like Spider-Man India and Spider-Bite, so like characters who have been popularized again from the film. So,
So that's fun if you're looking for more spider heroes. Keep an eye out for that. Another new series that's starting is The Sentry is coming back, one of Marvel's most powerful characters.
oh,
And
really? I
this,
don't know.
again, the original The Sentry, Bob Reynolds, basically what happened is he was a meth addict who broke into a lab where they were doing like trying to find the super soldier serum, and he drank something as he was wont to do, and he turned into the Sentry. He's a superhero. He's not a villain, but
Okay.
he's one of the most powerful superheroes in the Marvel universe. I will tell you very quickly some of his powers. I knew that this would be a thing we
Whenever
needed.
Sentry is introduced in the MCU, watch that whole mess subplot be completely dropped.
Oh yeah, he'll just be like, I don't know, someone down on his
I think
luck.
it will. I think they should keep the addiction aspect.
Yeah,
I mean, is there
let's do
anything
that.
about Sentry in the MCU? He's not already in there, is he?
Not that I can think of. Not that I've
Is he
seen, but I am a little bit behind on some of the films.
essentially the Superman of Marvel?
Kind of, let me tell you what his powers are, okay? He has superhuman strength and superhuman speed. He also has superhuman intelligence. He has energy projection, life, and psionics, so he's able to use his mind to control things.
Oh God, he's got a lot going on.
He has got a lot going on. But this
Quite.
kind of looks like we're getting a whole host of sentries, not just
Yes, yeah, that's
one.
what I was about to say. Because I was going to say when you were scrolling through, there's like three different people.
Oh, here we go. It is. Bob Reynolds is long gone, but the limitless power of the Sentry can never be destroyed. And if he doesn't to return to claim it, others will. Who will be next to wield the power of a million exploding suns?
Oh, so what, he died and like his energy went out. Is that what
Yeah.
they're kind of saying? Oh,
Yeah.
this sounds really interesting. I've never heard of, oh, I mean, I've heard of Sentry, but I always thought it had something to do with Iron Man. So now they've basically made a team. It's like a new team, essentially.
It kind of looks like they're sort of having people fight to be the next Sentry.
Oh, that would be fun. I hope it is that.
Do you know what I mean? Just from that little description, though, where they're like, who will be the next Sentry,
Oh, yeah.
basically?
I would read this on Marvel Unlimited, but we've spoken about before. You have to wait 3 months, like a cinema length of time, for it to be added on
Yeah.
there. I think it should be shortened a bit. I understand that they obviously want to sell prints and that, but I mean they can at least shorten the window down from 3 whole months.
Yeah, 3 months is like a really long time to have to
Yeah,
wait for.
exactly. And it's, and you're, that means you're always behind on your comics.
Which is frustrating because, like, for example, if you wanted to start buying the like physical copies, like I had this with the Moon Knight series that's ongoing at the moment. I was like, okay, I'll just start buying the physical copies from issue 24. But then I couldn't read like 3 issues, so I couldn't read my paper copy until Unlimited caught up, so I didn't miss like a bit of the story, because obviously
Yeah.
online it's 3 issues behind. It just I like Marvel Unlimited. I think it's great, and I like how I have access to like everything they've ever done. Like all of the comics are on there.
I need to get it again.
I think it's definitely worth having if you want to start reading comics again. I think it's the best way to do it, rather than buying like the paper versions. But you do just have to keep in mind that you're going to be 3 months behind.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's
Apart
good if
from on the apart from with the special unlimited comics that they do.
and obviously all the older stuff as well. Like they've pretty much got every Marvel comic from history on there. I mean, are there any that's missing? I'm assuming maybe they've taken out any potentially like offensive ones, but
No, they haven't.
no, they're all on there. Yeah, it's good. I would want to, I like that. It's like a whole archive.
Yeah, when I was doing a bit of research into one of my, I don't like Doctor Strange. Okay, there, I've said it. But I was doing a bit of research into him for something, and some of his older comics are questionable at
Oh,
best.
but they're on
But
there.
all they do is at the beginning of the comic, like you've got the cover page, and then when you click to go to the next page, there's like a disclaimer that comes up. You know,
See, that's the
basically
thing.
the
I think
this
that's
comic
the thing.
contains views and language that blah blah blah, you know,
Like,
that kind of
wrong
thing.
then, wrong now.
Yeah, it was wrong then and it's wrong now.
Yeah, I like that. I like that it, they haven't, like, it's all well and good removing stuff like that from the service, but it's also kind of pretending it never happened and that your company was never like that. So I think it's
Yeah.
good that it's up and, you know, they could admit to it and it's there for us to analyze and to read, and it's not been like censored or anything, because it is part of, it's part of their history, and it's good to see, you know, how it's changed and how it's gotten better, and the stories have gotten better for it as well.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like it when they just sort of ignore it and like, no, we've always been a great company.
Yeah,
Like, no,
exactly.
just
Like to ignore it is just to kind of be complicit in a way.
yeah, no, absolutely. Especially considering not necessarily the stuff with Doctor Strange, but if you're looking at comic book writers in like the 70s and 80s, when again, there were some questionable storylines for some characters, it's not unrealistic to think that those artists and writers would still be working today.
Yeah.
Or very recently will have been working.
Yeah.
Like there was a whole storyline with Carol Danvers when she was Miss Marvel where it's oh, it makes my skin crawl just thinking about it. And I think it was like in the 80s or maybe early 90s.
Yeah.
So it's not unrealistic to think that the person who wrote that would probably be working today.
Yeah, I mean, may, like, I mean, they're at least alive.
But anyway, all of that to say, Sentry is out. Ooh, when is this? Right. We've had this before with American dates.
Oh, it's the switch around. So it's the,
Yeah. 6th of December.
yeah. I don't get it. Day, month, year. Why? It makes sense.
Yeah, it
It's
makes
only
sense.
different.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think America's just like, we don't want to do it the way you do.
I
But
was just gonna say, I like that the Century comic, it has a Scott Young variant. They're still doing the little ones, the little Scott Young variants. I loved those. He does the little kiddie versions. They're always, how does he not have a TV show yet? A Marvel Scott Young style TV show? Like for
I
like
have no
even
idea.
like I get the style is kind of Disney Junior, Playhouse Disney sort of thing. But I mean, I think that would work for it really well. It's
Absolutely.
like the exact animation kind of style.
Yeah. Do you know what we were talking in News from the Castle about when they used to do all these like baby versions of TV shows,
Yeah,
like baby
I
Looney
would allow
Tunes?
this.
And yeah, if it was like a Scott Young sort of Baby Avengers, because I think he did a comic book where it was like Baby Avengers. Do you not remember this? I'd have to try
Yeah,
and
no, I
find
do.
it.
Like
But it
it was
was
a
like a
one shot.
baby Captain America, and he had like these teddy, like his friends
Yes.
that were all the Avengers.
Was it a one shot? It wasn't like an ongoing thing, was
Yeah,
it?
no, I think it was either a one shot, or it was like part of like a series of stories in one comic, like it was a
Yeah.
collection. But something like that, I think, would be fun. You know, just like
Yeah.
a weird, cute little cartoon for Disney or something.
Even like they should do Marvel shorts of like Scott Young. See, like the ideas are endless.
Yeah.
The ideas are there, they just don't do it.
Yeah, but they should. But they should.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah. So anyway, Century number one comes out in December. So check that out if you want to, or wait until March if you've got it on Marvel Unlimited. So our next piece is about Timeless. Now, this is the third year that they've done Timeless. It's Marvel Comics' sort of end of year release that gives you a look at what's coming next year.
Oh, okay. Yes, I have heard of this. I just didn't know the name.
So they're doing that again this year. All we know about it so far is that I guess it's set sort of in the future or something.
That the
And
cover is fantastic.
it just looks so good. Again, we'll have to compile the list of all of the like an article with all of these covers on, just so that people can see
Yeah, but it's
what we're
like
looking
a,
at.
I don't know. It's obviously it's Moon Knight. I don't know who is he fighting.
It's
Who is
Power
that?
Man.
I don't know who that
Well, but who is Power Man, and how did he come to wield the unstable powers of the Century, the Hulk, and the Iron
And Iron
Fist?
Fist. God, he looks badass. Honestly, they should. He should be like in the films. Look at him. Bring back Idris Elba as him.
Oh my God, yes. Don't mention
Yeah,
anything about
basically.
how he looks like Heimdall at all. Just.
No, just do it. I mean, it's just yeah. I mean, just don't mention it. Or just do a re just do multiverse, you know.
But yeah, so the little description we have from Marvel is all of time and space are threatened by the rise of an ancient evil, the immortal Moon Knight, a nightmare born of Stark Tech, the Eternal Machine, and the God of the Moon. And now all of Earth bows before his overwhelming power. But then looks like Power Man's going to come in and save the day. But basically, this is usually the way that they do Timeless, is it's like a collection of short stories based around one character. And it's going to give you a hint of what's happening in comics next year. So it's definitely worth, if you, even if you're not one to pick up physical copies, this is one to definitely pick up in December when it's released, just because it gives you that hint, and there's no point in waiting till March, because then.
What's your assumption of what they're hinting at? Because it kind of, to me, it's like Power Man might be getting his own series.
I think that'd be interesting if he did. I think he looks pretty cool here, and I think I'd definitely check out his comics. I know that they're doing a load of stuff with Moon Knight at the moment. His current series is coming to an end in December, and then they're restarting it with Vengeance of the Moon Knight.
Okay.
So I know we've been told that the last couple of issues of Moon Knight's current run is going to be the death of the Moon Knight.
Yeah.
And then they're going to restart with Vengeance of the Moon Knight. So I wonder whether they're sort of hinting at what's going to happen with him in that, because it's going to be a different avatar. It's not going to be Mark Spector who comes back as Moon Knight. It's going to be someone
Oh,
else.
someone else. Is it someone new or
Yeah.
someone we know?
I don't know. They have released a trailer for that comic book coming out,
Yeah.
but we spoke about this as well. I'm not a big fan of comic book trailers.
No, I don't like them either because it's just the comic moving pretty much. And I don't like to see. I like going in blind with comics, so I don't really
Yeah.
like to see past the cover. I mean, I don't. Obviously, you're going to see some panels here and there, but to see it all moving, it kind of ruins it a little bit for me. But I have a question, before we move on. Since this is a comic that is looking into the next year of Marvel Comics, is this going to be available on Marvel Unlimited straight away, or do is this even a 3 month wait?
I think it might still be a 3 month wait. I'd have to double check that because
See,
I
that is,
can't
if
remember
it
what I can't remember how long it took for Timeless to go on to Unlimited last year.
yeah, because if it is, it's stupid because it'll be to put this up straight away would be a good kind of way to advertise, oh,
Yeah.
get these in print, you know.
Absolutely. It would make more sense to do it that way. Which I agree, though, it doesn't make sense. Why would you give someone a preview of the year to come, but then make people who read online wait till March for that?
Yeah, but my Marvel Unlimited, even though I don't have an account, but because I had uploaded all of when I used to buy physical copies, like when we was at uni, like 10 years ago, I still have ac I have access to all of my old comics, like digitally, or most of them. I didn't put them all on there, but I have a lot of completed series on there. And even though I don't have an account, I'm still allowed to read those. So that's really good because
That
you
is
know
good
any
of them.
they
I
were.
do like that they do that digital version of it with the print version, but at the same time, I think they need to rethink how they're doing
Yeah, I mean, I get
publishing.
that. I get why there's a wait. I do get it, but I just think it
Yeah.
shouldn't be 3 months because 3 months, that's the same wait as like a film in cinema coming to home video. And this is a
Yeah.
comic, it's a completely different medium. And considering where it's literature, you know, I don't care how anyone tries to spin a comic book. At the end of the day, it's literature. And literature's
Yeah.
having a really hard time, especially in America with like book bannings and stuff. I feel like any reason to get these out to people in an easier format should be
Yeah.
kind of encouraged and pursued.
Yeah.
But we'll be right back.
Yes, we will.
And we're back.
Well, and welcome back.
Welcome back. That's if, I mean, we had a little break. I don't know. We never
Yeah.
know where the ads go, if there are any in there.
That's it. I don't know if there are.
Well, I mean, this is the first episode. We have no idea where they would. I mean, News from the Castle has ads, doesn't it? Or it has a ad.
Every
Oh
time
no,
I
but
listen to News from the Castle, I don't think there's been an advert.
should we just get back to it anyway?
Let's just get back to it anyway. As we have spoken about before, and I can't remember whether it was on a pilot of this or whether we spoke about it a little bit in News from the Castle,
It was a
but
part.
the
Oh right, yeah.
Ultimate
About Pete.
Universe is coming back. With that, we have a new Ultimate X-Men, and I'm quite excited for this. X-Men, I'll be honest, isn't one that I read a lot because it's such a big part of Marvel, and it's not just like there's one comic book, it's not just like there's X-Men, there's like Ultimate X-Men, Uncanny X-Men, X-Force, there's all of these
Yeah.
like things,
X-Men
and
is
then.
probably the hardest to get into, I think, because obviously each character then has their own comics as well. And it's
Yeah.
like they're like their own universe at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And it feels like it's going to be very difficult to find like where to start with that. But we have this new Ultimate X-Men that is released in March of next year, and it's written and the art and cover is by Peach Momoko.
She's written it as well. I didn't know she was a writer. I just thought she was exclusively a artist.
No, she does both. She did that. She's done this before where she's done like an entire comic series for Marvel and it's beautiful. Her artwork is truly stunning. Like, people should definitely check out her comic books that she does.
Well,
Oh.
is she this isn't just a one-off. She's doing a whole series.
It looks like this is the whole series that she's doing. So in Ultimate Universe number one, readers get a glimpse of Momoko's take on mutant kind in a special two-page Ultimate X-Men prelude story. So that to me seems
Oh,
like
so
she's
it
getting
is a series.
a run. But in
Yeah. Oh,
Ultimate
okay.
Universe number one, which is coming out. Oh, it's out already.
Well, I'm confused. So she's not. So what is her one?
So Ultimate Universe number one, I
Yeah.
guess, is the actual restart to the Marvel Ultimate
And
Universe.
Peach Momoko is doing the X-Men
It's
comics.
doing the Ultimate X-Men. Yeah.
I mean,
So.
I've only seen her artwork where it's like one or two characters. It does her art suit a big thing like X-Men with like where there's so much going on a lot of the time?
Yeah, she did something like this. Let me see if I can find and again we'll post links to stuff like this on the website when this releases. Right, this is it. When she did these like demon wars and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And they were like retellings and new versions of stories for characters that are already in the Marvel universe. They're beautiful
Yeah.
and they're all on Marvel Unlimited. So it's you should definitely check that out if you get a chance. So like for this one, for example, she went and did like a retelling of Captain America and she did one like Black Widow's in there somewhere. It's really, really interesting. And I think she can do it really well with like a big story like X-Men.
Okay. Oh, see, I'm excited for these. I think when I get Marvel Unlimited, maybe next month,
Yeah.
I'll look into her ones.
Yeah, absolutely. You should definitely check it out because she's got a beautiful art style and she has like a different way of telling the story.
Yeah.
So that's definitely worth looking into. And next up is that next year is going to be the 60th anniversary of Black Widow and Hawkeye.
I didn't realize they were that old.
They're getting a little. They've announced a limited series, like a four-part series that's coming out, Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this cover, Jordan?
I'm not a big fan of it. I don't know why we need a crutch shot.
Always, always, always with them.
So it's Black Widow and Hawkeye. Are they falling through a window?
It looks like it, yeah.
And basically, the quote camera is angled up, like above them, and it's essentially a crutch shot of both of them.
Yeah, that's all
Quite
there
an
is to say
exploitive
about that cover,
position.
really.
Yeah. Just get the variant if there is one. Let's just say that.
So it's Black Widow and Hawkeye. It says that Hawkeye is accused of a rogue assassination attempt, and oh, Black Widow has a symbiote at the moment, doesn't she?
I was wondering if she did, because on the cover, there looks like there's some venom stuff going on in the very corners.
Yeah, she has a symbiote at
See?
the moment. I saw a picture of it the other day, and there's some quite good artwork for it.
Oh, okay.
And I think that'd be an interesting. I think that's an interesting character to do that with, rather than it being like someone who's got like extreme superhuman powers. I like the idea of it being like,
More of a regular kind of person.
yeah, more of a regular person, but someone who's like peak regular person.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that Black Widow is like a regular person, but I mean, she doesn't have superpowers. I will say that it's difficult to read Hawkeye comics after reading Matt Fraction's
Yes,
series
that's exactly
because
what I was thinking.
it really peaked with Matt Fraction and then he left and it just. It was never the same. Even in the other comics, where it's not even a Hawkeye comic, just the character feels different. Because Matt Fraction's Hawkeye was probably one of the best comics I've ever read, like as an entire series. It's
Yeah.
so good, and it was too good that now it just feels different without him.
No, it was. And I think that Matt Fraction series was a perfect combination of Matt Fraction's writing and oh God, was it David Aja who did the artwork? And
Yeah.
I think that was just a perfect combination. It looked beautiful. And I mean, they even sort of took inspiration for the Hawkeye TV series from that.
Yeah, not enough though. They needed more. It should have Matt Fraction. I personally think he should have written the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. But I did like a little off topic, but who are we if we don't go off topic here? But like,
No.
I did like with the TV show that there were certain bits of it that I was like, because I reread that run before the series come out, and I did like that there were certain bits where I was like, oh my God, that is like it's just from the
Pizza dog.
comic.
That's from Matt Fraction. He was introduced in that comic, wasn't he? Yeah. What's his
Yeah.
name? Is it Lucky?
Yeah, lucky, but everyone called him Pizza Dog.
Yeah, because he eats pizza. He's essentially Garfield, but with pizza. And
Yeah.
it's a dog.
And I do think that series, the way that it was done, was the best way to bring in Kate Bishop's Hawkeye.
Yeah, it's just a shame that where is she now? Like, it's not been
What
very
have they
planned
done with
out.
her since? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not been none of this phase has been very planned out. And the fact that the multiverse, I don't understand everyone's bored of the multiverse, and this is the multiverse saga, but where is the multiverse stuff happening? Like, it's
Yeah.
very
We were
far and few
talking
between.
about this because we were saying like the only times they ever really travel through the multiverse is in Doctor Strange 2
And Spider-Man.
oh, and Spider-Man, but like how
Yeah.
many multiverses do they travel to?
Not even. Oh, so in Doctor Strange, they go to like one, right?
One. Yeah. But
One,
they
yeah.
pass through, they briefly pass through. Oh no, there's
Other,
two. There's the one at the end that
is
he
there?
goes to that's like been destroyed.
Yes, that's. Oh, so maybe they're. Yeah, no, it's two. Yeah. Because
Yeah.
the universe with the pizza balls is the universe with. Where Wanda goes to, isn't it?
So there's a few
Yeah.
in Multiverse of Madness. However,
But there's only two
Multiverse
you
of
actually
Madness
go to.
suggests.
Suggest that, yeah, he's going to loads, but you only spend a significant amount of time in two and you just pass through
Yeah.
others that are
Yeah.
really just kind of, they're not even like from the comics or anything, are they? So it's just random places.
Yeah. Is the Marvel still part of the multiverse saga?
Yeah.
So it's
Everything
still not
from.
finished.
No, it doesn't finish until Secret Wars.
Oh.
But I mean, and Loki, and that's it. There's like three things, but there's been more non-multiverse stuff than there has been multiverse stuff. Like, I don't understand how, like, surely the multiverse saga should affect every film it touches. Like, Black Widow has nothing to do with, but yeah.
This should have been, I think we spoke about this before, but like we said that this should have been more like the cosmic saga or like, because this is where they're bringing in like the cosmic powers and some of the magic.
Yeah.
So it should have been more focused around that rather than multiverse.
I think the multiverse would have been a good way to go for the next phase, if anything. But this should have been the Secret Invasion saga.
Yeah, and it should have been done differently.
Yeah, I don't know. How can you make that a miniseries? It literally makes no sense.
No. But all of this to say, where is Kate Bishop? And I did, very briefly, I did think that maybe we were going to be leading up to a Young Avengers,
Yeah.
even just like a TV series or like a special presentation or anything, because we had like some of the main players in there. There was only like a few other characters that realistically would have needed to be brought in. And I think there's enough like young Avengers character like type characters that they could have gone somewhere with that.
I think it's coming. I honestly do. I think probably after Secret Wars, maybe this will be like the next Avengers film.
I don't know. I hope so. I hope so.
I suppose the only original Avenger left is Thor. So I'd love it if Thor was like their mentor. They have like an Obi-Wan type character who's like an Avenger, like Bruce or something.
Yeah. Because, well,
That'd be
that's
fun.
there's still a couple of them. Like Thor is still there. The Hulk is still
Yeah.
kind of around. Black Widow, obviously, we know what happened with her, but like,
There's a new Black Widow, so
yeah, that's fine.
that's fine.
So,
We'll just use her.
yeah, we'll just use her. But yeah, and I
Yeah.
think what I thought, sorry, just to add this on, in the Hawkeye series, when Yelena goes to Kate Bishop's apartment and sees it, I thought they had a really good sort of banter going on, so I would like to
Oh,
see
yeah.
them working together in the future.
I like the
But
whole thing. Is it with the Tabasco sauce? And then where she hits her as well.
yeah,
And she's
I
like,
think that's
what was
a, I
that
think that's,
for?
yeah. Anyway, moving on. Let's get back. This is our last news piece.
I'm excited for
Okay.
this.
This is part of the Ultimate Universe again. So this new Ultimate Universe, and this is Meet the Parkers, the new Ultimate Spider-Man.
I'm excited for this. Finally, they're letting Peter have, a happy life with MJ because they've
Yeah.
been allergic to it for such a long time. But we're finally getting it. And they have two kids, right? And they're married now.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep,
There's
great.
one of our other. I
Not a
don't
fan.
like the art style
I
of
don't like
this.
the art style. That one looks really weird, the family portrait one.
Doesn't Peter look a little bit like a? He looks like he's a meth addict who's going to break into a lab and drink
Was gonna say
semen
he looks,
solution.
yeah. It's it
Anyway.
looks it doesn't look finished. The art, like the cover, that cover does not look finished to me. Look at the little girl. His daughter, she looks like she's finished. Everyone
Yeah.
else looks like they're almost done.
Yeah, they've just forgot to put the light in the eyes.
Yeah, and like MJ looks kind of. Oh, is that the art style for the whole thing?
I don't
Okay,
think so. I think that's just one of the variant covers.
Oh, okay. I mean, we're like proper ragging on the
I
artist. I'm so
like this
sorry.
one. I like this art style.
Yeah, I like that one. Where they're on the web, cuddling. They must
Yeah,
be
I
so
think it will be
sweet.
nice to see Peter Parker finally have some happiness.
And this kind of also kind of introduces some new spider characters because canonically, all his kids always have spider powers as well.
So, oh, that could be interesting to see where that goes from there. And I know it's in the Ultimate Universe, but I think it's going to be fun to see what happens with him living happily. Maybe if his kids have got like spider powers, maybe he'll be like, right, well, I'm too old for this shit now, so you guys can go out
You
and
do
fix this.
it.
Oh, my back, I can't go. Sorry, kids.
My back.
But yeah, no, I'm excited. It'll be nice. I just hope that they don't do what they're prone to do in other comics, where it looks like Peter might be happy and then something horrible happens and
Yeah.
like MJ leaves him or his entire family is murdered, like whatever happens.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping they keep them alive for this. I also know, I'm assuming there's no Miles Morales Spider-Man in this universe yet, so I'm guessing that he is in this comic.
Miles Morales.
Yeah, as like a non-Spider-Man. He's not Spider-Man yet. He's such a popular
I
character,
hope so.
I imagine he'll be introduced at some point, and that'll be when it'll get sad, because they'll kill off Peter.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if
Or...
Miles Morales isn't in the Ultimate Universe at the moment, is he? He's in the normal, in the main
Oh,
universe.
that's right. Right. So I just thought they were just doing this all again with like... Oh wait, no. Oh no, I'm mixing things up because in the original Ultimate Universe, Peter died, didn't he, and then was replaced by
Yeah.
Miles. But what I'm saying is that I still think Miles will appear in the series. It's just
Oh,
not a Spider.
right. Okay, so this will be like there'll be another Miles Morales waiting. So they might potentially kill off Peter and take away all that happiness that
Yeah,
they're going to build up.
cosplay.
Oh, delightful. Just what we wanted. So that's all we have for comic book news this week. Shall we take a look at one of your favorite, well, your actual favorite character?
Spider-Man in our character spotlight.
Absolutely. You tell us a bit, ignoring the script that we have to talk about Spider-Man, you tell us a bit about Spider-Man for you, because I know he's your favorite.
He is my favorite. He's my favorite superhero. When I was younger, I couldn't really get comics just because of like money. But when I did, it was always Spider-Man. It'll be the one I would always go to. So I grew up with Spider-Man. But I was, well, I mean, we both were. When we were younger, the age rating of films was there was no 12A. So when the first Spider-Man film came out with Tobey Maguire, I wasn't old enough to go see it. I was like 10 or 11. And in the UK back then, 12, you could not get in at all. But now they changed it. Well, they changed it because of Spider-Man and another film. I can't remember the other film, but kids couldn't go see Spider-Man.
Which,
And
who is going to see Spider-Man if
yeah,
not
like
like
little kids couldn't go see Spider-Man because it was rated 12. So it, because of Spider-Man, they introduced like RPG 13 equivalent, which is 12A. So you can get in. If you're under 12, you have to be with an adult over the age of 18. So I missed out on Spider-Man. I missed out on all the Spider-Man films saying that, because my first Spider-Man film in the cinema was Homecoming. And I've seen I've seen everyone since then in the cinema now. We're going to try and catch up, because I know some independent cinemas in London show the old one sometimes, so I'd like to go to that.
Yeah, I can imagine that that's something that they'll do every now and again,
Yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
Spider-Man is such a huge character, and those films, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man films, are like classics.
They are. I watched the first one the other day, on Blu-ray. I've got them all, and I'm rewatching them all, along with the Bond films for some reason.
So yeah, Spider-Man, I think he means a lot to a lot of people. I feel like Spider-Man's one of those characters that he's usually like one of the first characters that you get into when you start getting into comic books and superheroes.
I 100% believe that Spider-Man is probably the most popular superhero in the Western world, at least, along with maybe Batman. I think the most recognizable superheroes are Spider-Man, Batman, and probably Superman.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think you see Spider-Man everywhere. And
Yeah.
even before like Marvel and superhero films in general became like a big thing,
Everyone
Spider-Man
knows
was
who.
always there.
Like,
But
my grandparents knew who Spider-Man was because he's like such an old character as well.
yeah. Well, we can talk a little bit about where he comes from. So his first appearance was in Amazing Fantasy number 15. And he was created by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko. And his first appearance is the origin story that everyone knows about Peter Parker. He becomes Spider-Man in the same way every time, which I think is quite it's quite unique, because I know a lot of the times comic books will go back and they'll retcon origin stories,
Yeah.
or they'll change how they, or they'll add something in. But with Spider-Man, and I think with almost every version of Spider-Man as well, he is always like he loses a like he gets bitten, or she gets bitten, or they interact with a spider in some way. They become the spider person, and then they lose a loved one.
And
But I like
that's pretty
that.
much that's like what that that's like the whole plot of Across the Spider-Verse.
Well, that's it. You know, it's like it has to happen this way. But Amazing Fantasy 15 is when you first see him, and it's his origin story as well.
That's the one with the famous cover, isn't it? Where he's swinging with the,
Yeah.
he's holding someone.
Yes.
I used to, do you remember I had this as a poster. Do you remember at uni on the wall, in our
Yeah.
corridor?
I do remember this.
Yeah,
There we go.
I
That's
had
it.
that poster.
He's always been
Yeah.
part of your life.
This poster wasn't even in my room. I like put it up in the communal area of the house.
So that everybody could
Everyone
benefit
could share it.
from Spider-Man. But I know it's an iconic image, and it's one that you will have seen even if you don't register that you've seen it. But again, we'll put this up on the website. So let's talk about his abilities right now.
Yeah.
So I think we need to clarify that we're going to focus mostly on Peter Parker as Spider-Man for this part.
Yeah.
We might
Yeah.
talk about some of the other characters a little bit, because I know every spider hero has like different abilities, or they do different things. But we're going to just focus mostly on Peter Parker for this part. So let's talk about some of Peter's powers and abilities. One of his most famous, well, his most famous abilities are wall crawling, web slinging. They're the things that I think everybody knows that Spider-Man
Yeah.
does.
And spider sense. He also has superhuman speed, stamina, durability, and agility. And also, he does have a healing factor as well, doesn't he? Which I think gets
Yes.
looked over, even though it makes perfect sense that he has that.
It does get looked over. And I know that there's a. Here, I've added this in because this was the bit that I. This was something that sort of shows how good his healing factor is. In Blade Volume 4, Number 1, Peter Parker recovers from vampirism because his body heals so quickly it just destroys the enzymes that turn him into a vampire. So
Oh,
he can't
that's
be turned
really
into a
interesting.
vampire, because he's just got such a strong healing factor in his body.
But I like the next sentence you've got there. He can, however, still get smashed. Which I was thinking, can he get drunk? Because I know Captain America can't.
Oh, yeah, no, this was it. This was it. So he can still get smashed, he can still get drunk, but Peter Parker is very rarely seen drinking in the comic books. They don't show that very often.
He's just not a big drinker. It's fine.
He's not a big drinker, that's fine, but I think that was part of it with I think that was something Stan Lee said. He was like, I don't want anyone to see Peter Parker drinking.
Drinking. Okay.
Yeah.
He was the first like teen superhero, so that might kind of
Yeah.
play in why,
Yeah.
even though I suppose Peter Parker hasn't been a teenager in the comics for a very long time, but he was a teenager at the very start, wasn't he?
But if you think
How can
about
I?
it, even in like, you're gonna hate me now, Jordan, but I've still not seen Across the Spider-Verse. But like, in Into the Spider-Verse, we don't see even like, I don't like Old Man Peter. He's not Old Man Peter, but you know what I mean.
Peter B. Parker.
Yeah, I don't think you see him drink, even though he feels like the kind of character that should be drinking.
Yeah, no, I think you only ever see him drink coffee. Like in my Zoom picture right now, it's Peter B. Parker and he's drinking a coffee.
Yeah, I do, but you never see him drinking alcohol, and this is like a
Ah,
full-grown
see.
man whose life has fallen apart. But so realistically, maybe as someone who would enjoy a beer every now and again.
Yeah. Oh, see, I've never really thought about it. I've never even realized that was a thing.
But yeah, no, I think that's part of it. I think it was Stan Lee who was like, we don't ever want to see Peter Parker drinking. Oh yeah, there it is, top one. I know what you've just seen. Apparently,
The fun
Spider-Man
fact
isn't
section.
allowed to be drawn drinking beer. I think there's one issue where he's drawn having a glass of champagne, but I think other than that,
Is that a wedding one by any chance?
it's possibly. Anyway, let's carry on. We've covered most of his powers and abilities: wall crawling, web slinging, healing factor, his perfect balance. So that's how he sort of is able to perch in weird
Yeah.
places on buildings. Oh, this is part of it as well. He's an incredibly intelligent character and always has been.
See, I was gonna question this as well. So that's just Peter, isn't it? That's not part of the spider abilities, or have they enhanced him in any way? Because he was smart before he was bitten.
Yeah, no, that's just Peter. That's just Peter.
Yeah.
If we look here, so
And
on
they
the
don't get.
Marvel website, they give you stats for each character, and his intelligence is a 4, which is really quite high.
Is
On
that out of five?
average, it's out of 7.
Oh, okay. Why
Yeah.
seven?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Don't ask questions like this. Um,
Ask
for
sensible things
example,
like that.
Jordan's going to be like, why are you
Squirrel Girl.
Googling Squirrel Girl?
You blew my mind when you asked that question in the Disney Insider Slack chat of the Squirrel Girl rhyme in American accents.
I needed to know. I needed to know because
Why was
Squirrel
it? Because she
Girl,
sung a song.
well, part of the joke with Squirrel Girl is like both her names rhyme because her name's Doreen Green.
See that rhyme. See that's, but it doesn't translate well. That's just the problem, isn't it? Even
Yes, but when we say
in the same
Squirrel
language,
Girl,
yeah. For us, it doesn't rhyme. So Doreen Green kind of rhymes. Doreen Green. That's kind of hard to say for me, though. But yeah.
Doreen Green, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but Squirrel Girl, as any of our listeners can hear, does not rhyme in our English
In a
accents.
British, yeah, in a British accent. Oh, in an English accent. I feel like maybe in a Scottish accent it might rhyme, but I'm not going to try
Yeah, well,
if
they
I
have
am.
harder R's than we do, don't they?
Yeah, that's the joke, is that both her names rhyme. But Squirrel Girl, for example, is maxed out on all of her stats. She is a
How is
7
well,
across the
she's
board.
surely this means she's one of like the most powerful characters.
She's the unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
That's so silly. Okay.
She cannot be beaten.
Is she, what is she mutant?
No, but she has a mutation, so she's not an X-Men kind of mutant, but she has a mutation that she's part squirrel, essentially.
It's the same as with Peter Parker. He's like a human mutate, but he's not a mutant.
Yeah, but she was born this way, baby.
So
No.
she is a mutant, but isn't that just like the general rule? If you're born with your powers, you're a mutant. I have no idea.
She's a weird one, and I would love to see how they did it in when they eventually bring Squirrel Girl into the MCU, which I hope they do. I would like to see whether they change her backstory to make her a mutant,
Yeah.
or whether they keep it as she's a mutant, but she's not an X-Men mutant. I want to just show you what like the average intelligence is on the stats. That's why I've brought this up. So
Poor
Hawkeye, for
Hawkeye.
example, is a two,
Does that mean
and
he's dumb or?
that's just that. I think that's just like maybe a bit above average, but I feel like two is average. So Peter Parker being at a four is way up
See, I would
the.
have put him higher than that.
I think it's because they have to compare it to other characters in the MCU, in the MCU, in the Marvel Universe. So while he's incredibly intelligent, he's not as intelligent as, say, Iron Man. I don't know what Iron Man's stats are, but he's not as intelligent as like Iron Man or
Bruce Banner.
Reed Richards. That's who I was
Oh, yeah.
thinking of. They're his stats. I think he's like generally quite good with his stats. He's got quite high numbers, not the highest, but he's up there. Can we talk about web slingers for a second?
Always integral part of him.
Because sometimes he's shown as having like engineered web shooters.
Most of the time, I would say.
Most of the time, and I think generally in the comic books, that's how he is. Spider-Man
That's
India has
tradition.
organic web shooters.
Oh, does he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, in the comic books, he has organic web shooters.
I obviously
Huh?
knew Pete, I obviously knew Toby did, but I honestly didn't think there was, I didn't know that Spider-Man India did.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't know what it is in Across the Spider-Verse. I don't know how they show that.
To be honest, I don't know if they are or not. Because he uses like you have to see it. He doesn't just use webs.
Okay, I'll check that out. But
Yeah.
what do you think is better? Do you think when he's been seen with organic web shooters, it's better, or do you like? I like the engineered. I like that it's him making them.
I don't mind either way, in honesty. I enjoy both. I think it suits certain spider characters. So Andrew Garfield, him making web shooters really suits him because he's probably the nerdiest of the live action ones. Toby, he suits organic. It fits with his character. It seems to, even though I'm not sure if it's in the film, but it's in the trailer. One of the trailers, he does have his web shooters because it was something that he did have and they cut. You can see it in the trailer on the desk. He has his web shooters. And I think it might be in the film. I'm not too sure.
Oh, I don't know. I've not watched that film for a very long time, so I couldn't say.
I watched it the other day and it's still really good. It's cheesy. It is like cheesy, but it is good. It's good.
Before we talk about some of Spider-Man's weaknesses, let's have a quick talk, if you would like, about some of the other Spider-Hero's abilities, because I know
Yeah.
some of the other ones have different, mostly Miles Morales, I think, is the one who's been shown to have quite different abilities to Peter
Yeah,
Parker.
so he has like all of the same as Peter Parker, but then he can turn invisible and he has his Venom strike, which is
Yeah.
like electrical.
I think they're quite cool. I really like those extra abilities that Miles Morales has. But I wouldn't like to see them with every Spider-Man. I think it fits well that it's just Miles Morales.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, for sure, because it's a nice little original aspect of him. And a lot of the different Spider-Men have their own little aspects of themselves, so they're not like complete copies of Peter.
I think the other main ability that crosses across, that goes across all spider characters is the spider sense. And one of the things I really liked about Into the Spider-Verse, I know we'll talk about this a bit later on, but is how they portray that in the film. I think that's great. I think it's so beautifully done.
It's the same way as pretty much the comics, isn't it? Really.
It is, yeah, the little lines. Yeah. But I would like to just very quickly mention Kane Parker. You
Okay.
can see Jordan at the top here. Kane is a clone of Peter Parker.
Yes, yeah.
And he had the mark of Kane, which was like a chemical, like corrosive thing in his hands. So when he touched somebody, he would leave like his handprint,
Oh, God.
which I thought was really quite cool.
That is really cool. I do like that.
I don't think Peter Parker has this. I think that very briefly in my mind, I've seen some information about how Peter Parker may have used it once.
Yeah.
So I can't remember whether it was something he'd like picked up in, because Peter Parker's always in and out of his own body. I don't know
Yeah.
what's happening with that. He's not been in his own body constantly. So I don't know whether that's like something that he's picked up when he's like swapped with Kane or whatever, but I kind of wish he did have that more consistently. I don't know. What about you? Do you think that's maybe a bit too brutal for Peter Parker?
I don't think it suits Peter Parker personally,
Oh.
leaving his calling card on it on like a on people's
I know.
bodies through like scarification.
But that was the story of, there was the Mark of Cain storyline, and people thought it was Peter Parker when actually it was his clone doing
Yeah.
it.
See. Yeah. See. It. That fits better because just I know Peter wouldn't do that, would he?
Yeah, no, that is true. He's too sweet to do that, but at the same time, it's pretty cool power to have. Okay, so we've talked about some of his abilities and his powers. So let's have a quick look at some of his weaknesses. There are certain things that can sort of disrupt his spider sense,
Yeah.
even just temporarily. And if he doesn't think that something is a threat, then his spider sense won't pick up on that.
Oh, okay.
Because this was the big issue with, God, what's the film with Jake Gyllenhaal in?
Oh, Far From Home.
Yeah, and he's, spoiler alert for everyone, I guess. Jake Gyllenhaal is obviously Mysterio's like the bad guy, but
Yeah.
people were like, well, shouldn't Peter Parker have picked up on that with his spider sense?
But I mean, you could say that about all of the other times it's happened as well. Because that's not the first time that's happened.
True, but he's got to think it's a threat for his spider
Yeah.
sense to pick up on it. So that's why the spider sense isn't always going to be like, this guy's bad, like stay away
Yeah.
from him.
Because it happens in the third one, doesn't it? It does happen in the third one when he senses that, is it Doc Ock or is it when it's Green Goblin has kind of turned evil again in No Way Home. He walks
Yeah.
from the other room into the corridor, but I suppose he's already suspicious of Norman Osborn at that point because he's from another universe. So see, yeah,
Yeah.
see what you said does make sense.
Yeah, he would already have those suspicions though. And I guess so that's something people have to keep in mind. He's not going to recognize every threat straight away. He has to sort of think, oh, okay, this is dodgy. One
Coming up
of
with
my
this.
other favorites is that he has a weakness to pesticides.
Well, he is Spider-Man.
Yeah. And that has been used by some of the Spider-Man villains. They've like used this specific pesticide, what is it, ethyl chloride, which is used a lot to get rid of spiders.
I don't know for certain, but I have a feeling Black Cat may have done this. It seems like something she would do.
I think Green Goblin's definitely used it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I love that he's weak to pesticides. And another thing that we've got down here is just sheer bad luck. He's just not the
Oh yeah,
luckiest
especially
superhero.
in love
Oh.
especially.
Oh, so
Marvel hate
much. Yeah, I don't understand it. And I know that we're really happy that in the Ultimate Universe, Peter and MJ are going to get some time to just be a family. But
sometime.
I don't think it's going to end well for him, if
No,
I'm being
never
honest.
does. Never does.
But yeah, he's not lucky in any aspect of his life, really, which it's sad for him. Let's sort of round out with some villains.
He has the best rogues gallery from Marvel, for sure.
Absolutely. And I think it shows in that you have those villains that are specifically just for Spider-Man, but then
Yeah.
you've got some villains that do cross over quite a lot and are used in with a lot of other characters as well, which I think it's always a sign of just good villains. Like Kingpin. Kingpin was
Yeah,
originally a Spider-Man villain.
I was thinking Kimping. Yeah.
So I've got a list here of some of like his most famous villains like Dr. Octopus, Green Goblin, Vulture, Sandman, the Lizard, and so on. Have you got a particular favorite villain that you like?
Favorite villain? I think I quite like Dr. Octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I, after playing the game, I quite like Kraven a bit more, but I like Venom as well. I've
Yeah.
always liked Venom.
I think Venom works well as a standalone character as well, not just as
Mm.
like a Spider-Man villain. I think he works
Yeah.
really, really well on his own.
Exactly.
So I think Venom's just become like I think Venom's just become a bit of a fan favorite. Everyone loves Venom.
Everyone loves
In
Venom.
whatever version of Venom that you're seeing, I think everyone just thinks he's great.
I kind of like the Venom films as well. I know they're kind of hated, but I think they're fun.
What more do you want from a superhero film, though? You want it to be fun.
Exactly. Most are like so dark and gritty nowadays as well.
That's the thing. I think sometimes the films are just so like it can just be such a like, oh God, it's so dark. I don't need this. Like I want to go in, especially Marvel films, I want to go in to enjoy the film.
Yeah.
That's not to say that I appreciate this sort of, you know, we call it the cookie cutter formula that they
Yeah.
have. I think they do need to change that up. And they've done a few things different that have worked really, really well. And they could
But
sort of follow that format, but
the thing is though about not doing cookie cutter is that fans complain that all the films are the same, and then they go and make a different film, and then they complain it's too different.
yeah, I've never understood that. The
I
Eternals was a fantastic film. I
like,
loved The
yeah, the
Eternals.
attack is good.
And it was a little bit different, but it wasn't too different. And I think this is what frustrates me. Realistically, it's not super different from the Marvel formula. It's just a
Yeah.
little bit different. And we
Yeah, it's
all
just.
kind of know why people didn't want to watch that film. We're not going to get into that right now. But, you know, just accept it. It needs to change because it is getting to be like a difficult format to just keep doing.
Yeah, and it's really showing as well with the fatigue that people kind of still have. I do think there is Marvel fatigue.
I hope, I know it's not going to be super different, but I hope that the Marvels is a little bit different. We've said before how frustrated we are with people not even giving the film a chance and already deciding that they don't like it when they've not even seen it.
Yeah.
But I hope that it sort of has like a good push once it's released.
I agree. I've been trying to defend it on Twitter because we keep getting people saying it sucks, but it's not out yet.
Yeah, how
And
do
I
you
mean,
know?
it might suck. I'm not saying it won't, but just to say it sucks outright just because you're following some sort of bandwagon that certain accounts are trying to push for some reason. And the only reason I can think of is because it's just women. It's an all-women film, and Brie Larson is in
Yeah, that's
it.
literally it. That is literally it. And people are making these complaints about like, oh, I don't like the idea of having to watch two TV shows and a film to actually understand a film. That never happens with Marvel films. I can watch any Marvel film, and sure, there might be little references that I might not quite pick up on if I've not seen that TV show. But like for the majority of it, you never have to really know much about the other media to understand
Yeah, and I
the
mean
full show.
the people saying that, every Marvel fan has seen WandaVision. I don't think every Marvel fan has probably seen Miss Marvel, but like I don't think it's integral to watch either of them to see the Marvels.
No. And like, even if you haven't seen Miss Marvel, it's essentially an origin story. It's not like it's going to be a massive like plot point that you're going to miss. You'll get to see her, you'll get to see what her abilities are in the film. And from what I
Yeah.
can gather from the trailers, that's kind of all you need to know is who she is and what she can do.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I don't accept that excuse. It's people just basically being sexist and, if we're honest, probably a little bit racist as well.
Yeah, especially that Variety article of, about the director.
Oh, saying that she left the project already.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like a normal thing for directors to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was another director who did that, James Gunn. James Gunn was already working for DC before
Yeah.
Guardians 3 was finished. But did they write an article about him not being committed to the
No,
project enough?
exactly.
No, they
And
didn't. It's
every
clear where the agenda is.
Yeah, and then there's the whole thing about how the everything in the article has pretty much been debunked already as well.
Yeah, but they're not going to come out and say that, are they? They should be
Course
forced
not.
to, but
Yeah, for sure.
anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to, let's carry on, finish off this little bit about Spider-Man here. Spider-Man obviously has reoccurring characters, not just villains. Like you said, he has got the best rogues gallery, I think, out of
Yeah.
all the heroes. But he has some characters who reoccur as well. Most notably, I think the main ones are Aunt May, Uncle Ben, and Mer like MJ or Gwen Stacy. Probably MJ more so than Gwen Stacy, because Gwen Stacy's kind of become she's become her own hero.
Oh yes, because she's Spider Gwen, or is she Ghost Spider? She's like both,
Ghost
like
Spider, but most people call her Spider Gwen anyway.
yeah.
But it's like we were saying before, I like the fact that his origin story hasn't changed in the, what, 60 years that he's been in the comic books.
He's probably one of the few that they probably haven't changed.
Oh, that's it. They're constantly retconning origin stories and character histories. We were talking recently about how Carol Danvers recently found out that she is part alien,
Yeah.
that she's part Kree in the comics. Spoilers for anyone who might be
It's the
looking
same
for
with
that, but
Miss Marvel is becoming a mutant now, isn't she? They're retconning her origin, and she's not even that old.
yeah, I think that might be to tie in more with the films
Yeah,
and the stories in that
absolutely.
direction.
Absolutely.
But one of the things I've noted down here is we were saying about how Peter's been very unlucky in love, but he's had quite a few love interests over the years.
Yeah, but they never last. That's the thing.
They never last. I don't, we were saying, we've said this before, he has had a bit of a relationship with Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff, and I don't think I like that.
I don't
Also,
like that.
Carol
Never
Danvers. He's
did.
had a thing with Carol Danvers, and I don't like that. But MJ will always be. It's one true love.
His one, yeah.
Yeah. She is a one. My, oh, I had a question written down here for you, Jordan.
For
Should he have
me,
more love interests, or do you think he needs to just work on himself a little bit?
working himself a little, because personally, Pete Parker doesn't seem like the type of character that should have so many love interests as he does.
Especially like, yeah, especially because he is so unlucky with it.
Yeah, like I think the cap should be three, because I think a good string of like exes for him is Gwen Stacy, Black Cat, and Mary Jane. That's like a healthy amount.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand that in 60 years of comic book writing, there's going to be some weird, a few things
Yeah.
going on. But like, they almost try and make him out to be a bit of like a ladies' man. Like, I
Yeah, they
expect
did.
the long list of women he's been with from like Tony Stark or Clint Barton. I expect them to have a long list of women because that's kind of their vibe. But Spider-Man, I don't know.
It just doesn't suit him, in my
No.
opinion.
No, not really. Not at all. Okay. So yeah, he needs to work on himself a little bit, and I'm glad that in the Ultimate Universe he might be getting some happiness, but other than that, just, you know, let him live his own life. And finally, let's take a look at, I'm not going to go too in depth with this because I'll make a post about recommended comic books,
Yeah.
pop comic book storylines, but there's a few, I have a whole list here of like
Oh, you've got
the quite a long
loads.
list of some really interesting comic books, but I think one of the ones that I'd like to pick up on is Kraven's Last Hunt.
Yes.
So this is considered one of the greatest Spider-Man stories ever written. Kraven hunts down Spider-Man and thinks he's finally killed him, and he buries him, and then he wears a copy of the Spider-Man suit to attack criminals, but he's very violent with how he does it. But Spider-Man isn't dead and he's recovering while he's buried.
Oh.
And then he digs his way out of the grave and he confronts Kraven.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, because I have spoiled this storyline a little bit, but spoiler alert for anyone who doesn't want to know how this ends. But basically, after Kraven's been confronted, he sort of says, "That's it, I've done what I wanted to do." And then he. Well, he shoots himself. So, but it's an intense story, but it's a great story. And I wanted to talk about this one because, like I said, it is one of the best, considered to be one of the best Spider-Man stories. It's a little bit darker than I think most people would expect from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it's weird that Spider-Man is buried for a lot of it as well. But also, it's a great story, and you should definitely check it out. A few other things: the Sinister Six, the introduction of the supervillain group, the Sinister Six. The conversation is Aunt May talking to Peter Parker about she thinks he's gay. She's trying to get him to open up to her. She thinks he's
Oh,
gay.
really? How did you know
But
that?
when he ta when she when he's like, okay, I'm Spider-Man. Well, here it's the quote I pulled from the comic is, "I always knew you were hiding something in the closet. I thought it was chiffon, not a costume."
Love her. I
Yeah.
had no idea that that was something that had happened in the comics.
Yeah. And there's loads of others. Again, I will make a full list for people to go through and, which comics to pick up and stuff. But I
Yeah.
think they're some of my favorite ones. I do also like I think they did this in the I think they did a version of this in the TV show, the animated TV show.
Yeah.
The kid who collects Spider-Man. And it's just like a little story. And it starts out a little bit creepy, and it's this kid who has all this Spider-Man stuff. And then he's Spider-Man's biggest fan. And Peter Parker goes to see him, and I think he reveals his identity to this little boy. But then, as he's leaving the room, the kid has leukemia, and he's
Oh,
about to
that is an episode.
die.
Yes, that is an episode. He goes to, it's like a, it's like I've seen, I know the episodes. It's like, I don't know, I've always kind of thought it was like some sort of make-a-wish situation. That's why he kind of knows about her.
I think so. I think that was it. It's
And then they're like, the whole episode is them hanging out, and he like makes a swing
yeah.
out of webs, and then at the end he goes off, and then it zooms out, and it's like a home for terminally ill children. And it's like a really
Yeah.
massive random last minute twist to throw in.
Yeah, that's basically that storyline.
Oh, I didn't see.
The
I didn't
kid
know it
who
was based
collects
on anything.
Spider-Man. But yeah, I think that's all we really have to say now about Spider-Man. We've done a fairly decent little deep dive into it, I think. Unless you want
Yeah.
to talk about this very interesting fun fact here that we
The
have.
fun fact that in Spider-Man Reign, Mary Jane died because Peter's sperm is radioactive. I
Yes.
mean, it does make sense. But
Oh. I don't
I mean,
think we
it
needed
does.
to know that.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. But at the end of the day, this is a Spider-Man, so I can suspend my belief in certain places.
Yeah,
And that is one of
yeah,
them.
yeah. Yes, that's what we've got a few little fun facts. We'll finish this off and then we can let people know what to expect next. But so we've already talked about how he's not allowed to be drawn drinking beer.
Yeah.
He thinks Miles Morales's black and red costume is cooler than his own, which I've
Oh,
got to
yeah.
agree with Peter on that fact. I don't know. Are you which one do you prefer?
I do like Master Suit, but I do prefer the original outfit.
Yeah, is that like a nostalgic thing or?
But yeah, maybe, yeah. It's just iconic to me.
It is a very iconic
Yeah.
costume. He's also the first teen hero that wasn't a sidekick,
Yeah, I knew that one. Yeah.
which I quite like. I quite
I like.
like that. I think it just adds to the fact of how iconic he is as a hero. So that's all we have for this part of Comics from the Castle. I think we've spoken about Spider-Man quite a bit, but not quite enough just yet.
No, because he's such a popular character that he has quite a plethora of films, doesn't he? So our next part will be we'll be talking about Spider-Man in live action. And also, because a new video game came out, we'll also be talking about the Insomniac Gamer universe, which will include a review on Spider-Man 2, half spoiler and half non-spoilers.
Okay, I'm super
Yeah.
excited. So I can't wait for that, and I know everyone else can't wait for that, but we'll have to wait till the next episode. So
Yes.
that's it from us, I
Yeah.
think. Yes. All right
Yeah.
then.
Bye.
Bye.